כי פרשס בהלו ישכת תשעיניים חס. The Gemara needed of test is the following. Tanu Rabbanan, Minika shemeiz bno betoch 24 chodesh, and Minika, somebody who was nursing a baby and the baby loyalin died within 24 months, Hayrike chol anosh betame meiz les bepkida lepkida. We know that she's mesulekes domim, she doesn't see menstruation while she is nursing, but even though the nursing time is 24 months, but if she stops nursing for loyalin and the baby died, she becomes the cheskas nida and the siluk domim stops. Therefore, it's totally on how long you actually, a woman is actually nurses the baby. If she does it for 4 or 5 years, she's mesulekes domim for 4 or 5 years. Okay, this is Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon Noimrim, Dayan Shaitan, Kol Esrim Varba Chodesh. It's totally on 24 months. It's not totally on how long she's actually nursing. Therefore, if she would be nursing for 5 years, she is not mesulekes domim after 24 months. Okay? The Gemara says like this: Kesheti motze lo meridiv Reb Meir. If you say to Reb Meir, dam nekar venase cholov, the blood becomes milk. According to the other Tanoim, so according to Rameir, is dam nekar v'nase cholov. So therefore, as long as you have a Jew's nursing, you're producing milk, the menstruation is transformed into milk. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, hold no. The reason why she's mesulek is domi, because for 24 hours the body goes through a shock. And therefore, after the shock, it takes 24 months, but dam is not nekar v'nase cholov. And therefore, it's tolui on 24 months. That's the posh pshat. The Gemara, dam nekar v'nase cholov, is machlokes. So the Chasdei David, in the Tosefta in Perek Beis, asks the Arizal, makes a big thing that for sure lekuli alma dam nekar v'nase cholov. So he can't have a machlokes, afuch. The halacha is that it's tolui on 24 months, which means on the shock of the leida. But posh pshat is that according to this Gemara, dam at the halacha is dam is not nekar v'nase cholov, doesn't become cholov, and the reason makes a big thing that it does become milk. And also, biologically speaking, the menstruation of bola becomes milk. So the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvos and quotes the Mishnah Chadosh in the Mishnayis. The Mishnah Chadosh, that's the Deroifim, for some reason, the Mishnah Chadosh held that Lekule Alma Dam Nekar V'Nase Cholov. Meaning everybody agrees, there's no machloik is a mitzius, because the blood does become milk. That is natural. The machloik is between them is the process how it becomes milk. According to Reb Meir, the pshat is there is dam, and the dam becomes milk. And therefore, every blood that's produced, doesn't matter how long as there is nursing, it transforms into milk. She's besukalekes. Masha'in can, according to Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon, the pshat is the process of the body that produces menstruation instead produces milk. And that's only for 24 months because of the shock of the leida. But lekule alma dam neka v'nesa cholov. The machloikas Reb Meir and the other Tanoim is how does it become cholov? Does it become cholov because the blood becomes cholov? So the blood produces blood, but the blood becomes cholov? Or is the pshat is that the body, instead of producing blood, produces cholov? Because it's the same source and after the shock of the leida for 24 months, that's what you do. Okay? And the Chassam Sofer goes even to say, if that's so much halacha, the dam neka v'nesa cholov, you have to have a shaila legabe the nisyoven, legabe the liquid of the dam is not called dam, and the liquid of the milk is called milk. He says, 1 second, if dam is nekar v'nase cholov, they have to have a symmetrical locha. And the Chassam Sofer goes in the Tshuvos to explain why they don't have a symmetrical locha. But it's mashma, the dam nekar v'nase cholov is a foundational idea that now the kule alma is only the process, how does the dam nekar v'nase cholov? And the question is, so biologically, that's not the case. So what does that mean, the dam nekar v'nase cholov? Meaning, what's the machloikes, and how does it fit with the biological scheme of the world? That's question number one. And that's the Gemara needed of this. The Chasdei David is in Perek Beis, Tosefta Aleph, and the Chassam Sofer is in Yoreh Deah, Tshuva Siman Ayin. Now, in the story of Eldad Umeidad in our parsha, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Daf Yud Zayin, has the following. The Gemara says like this. Tana Rabon v'inshoru shni anoshim b'machne. Two people stayed in the machne. What does it mean they stayed behind? Yeshoyimun b'kalpi nishtayru. What they stayed behind, meaning they stayed behind the box. What does that mean? Shebishor shomer l'kodosh b'ruch hu Moshe svarashim shebizikin Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu l'kodosh b'ruch hu told Moshe, get me 70 people. Omar Moshe, ketzad esa. How do I find 70 people? Ever shishami kol shevet v'shevet. If I find 6 people from every shevet, nimtzu shnayim yisim. They have 2 extra ones. Ever chamisha chamisha kol shevet. If I choose now 5 from every shevet, nimtzu asora chasev. I'm going to be missing 10 people. Ever shisha v'shevet zevet chamisha v'zevet. If I decide to go ahead and to discriminate, and some shvotim I select 6, and some shvotim 5. Harini matel kina bin ashvotim. I will make like a fight. I will make some jealousy between the shvotim. Ma asabira shisha shisha vivi shivishnaim piskin. He took 6 people from every shevet, which is 72 people. Now vehevi shivim ushnaim psokim. He brought 72 pieces of paper. Al shivim kos of zokin on 70 rolls zokin. Vishnaim in niacholak. And 2 of them were blank. Bolalam venosam bekalpi. Put it into a box. Omalem bo vitulpit kechem. Go and take your petek. Call me Shiala beyodo zokin. Anybody who got a piece of paper written zokin, Omar kvar ktshucha shamayim. Says yes. Hakadosh Baruch Hu bekadosh you part of the Sanhedrin. Mishala beyodo chalak. Anybody who got an empty piece of paper, Omar hamokom lo chafetz bechak. But he tells the Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you. Ve'ani ma'aseh lecha. So what can I do if Hashem doesn't want you? So this in itself is something, so it says, and who are the, so the 2 people left, Eldad and Medad, they were left behind because they got the empty piece of paper. And that in itself, this Gemara is so hard to understand. First of all, why write 70 Zokin and 2 Cholak? If you want to save work, write Cholak in 2 and everything else is open. Anybody who gets Cholak, why does he have to say Zokin on 70? That's number one. Number two, what kind of, instead of Moshe Rabbeinu going ahead, the people who left behind, because you knew the 2 had to be left behind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose 70 out of 72. To tell them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you, and what can I do for you? And why to be so aggressive? Why doesn't he try to say, listen, there are only 70, and the 2 had to be behind, you are the ones. The Loshonach, the Moshe, it's such a very, very stark Loshon. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eino Chofetz Becho. Okay, so that's the second question here in this Gemara. And the Gemara continues and says the following. Reb Shimon says differently. But Machane Nishtar, the Eldad Medad, it's not that they were left in the lottery box, but they were left behind in the Machane, in the camp. And he says like this. Bishoshomol HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Asva LeYishivim Mishikni So, and he says, go 70 people. Omer Eldad Medad, Eldad Medad realize that they are going to be selected. And it says, Ein Anu Ruim LeSagdula. They stay behind because it says, we are not ready for the Gdula. So the first one, they were left behind because they didn't get selected. In the second, the Shimon says the opposite. They knew they would be selected, but they stayed behind because they were not ready. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Roi lo mi'atetem atzmechem, since that you mimayet you, hareini mu'isiv gdula gdulaschem. I'm going to make you even bigger. So it's interesting. One of them is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I didn't choose you. The other one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not only I choose you, you're going to be bigger than them. Uma gdula hoisif lahem, what's the greatness that was added to them? Shanvim kulam nisnabu posko, because every other nevua was a nevua that was temporary and it stopped. Him nisnabu veloi posko, and the nevua never stopped. Right? Because it says, Roshun me, that Gemara will say later, it says nisnabi, it says in the present. So Lucher is a machloikis, which is mamish the mekla post. One of them, they were behind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want you. Rav Shimon holds not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them. He says, G'doyla, your Gdula is bigger than them. Lucher is such a very interesting machloikis that there is like a very like diametrically opposed machloikis. What does that mean? Oman nivua nisnabu. Then the Gemara asks, what nivua did they have? Omru, they said that the nivua was Moshe Mes Yeshua Machnis Es Yisroel Aretz. Moshe Meis Mishua Machnis Loretz. And that's a nevuah that never stopped. The question is, what's the purpose of such a nevuah? First of all, this is before the Chet Meimeriva. So the Chora Moshe Rabbeinu still supposed to leave. And what was the purpose to say such a nevuah? It looks like the old Moshe Rabbeinu tried to get them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you. And they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you either. Looks like a tit for tat. Doesn't make sense. Aber Chanin omer bishum Rabbi Elazar, Ali ski slav emisnabim. Their nevuah was on the slav. Ali slav, Ali slav. So their nevuah was Ali slav, Ali slav. What does that mean, Ali slav? What's the kind of nevuah like that? Rabbi Chanachman omer Ali ski goy gumogig. The nevuah was goy gumogig. Chayu bisnam mishnimer, kom Hashem alakim. Okay, this is what it is. And the Gemara says something very interesting. Vizu shnaim nivim shnisnabu beperek achas nevuah achas. Who are the two Nevi'im? Because you know that in Mishnei Nevi'im, Mishnah Mishnei Nechad, the two Nevi'im do not have the same kind of a Nevuah. The prophecy is different by every Navi. This is the only time the two Nevi'im share the same Nevuah. Havi Yoimer, Eldad Umeidad. So Eldad Umeidad, first of all, the Machloika is those three. What kind of Nevuah is that? Why is the Nevuah that never stopped? And also it's very funny that this, the Gemara is saying, that this is a situation, a unique case, that two Nevi'im share the same Nevuah. Eldo made it. Okay? Then continues the Gemara and says like this. Bishlema leman de'omar Moshe meis. Hainu dechsiva doini Moshe kloim. Bishlema leman de'omar that says that Nevuah was Moshe meis u'shomachnis. So Yeshua was right. He says, listen, they are embarrassing my Rebbe. What do I want to do? I wanted to go ahead and Moshe kloim, put them away. Era leman de'omar hanachtarte, but the other two nevuos, ma adoinik Moshe kloem. Why should they be punished? Meaning, what they say wrong? The lavur achara says the Gemara says they have a leke talmid amoyre halacha before Rabbah because they, you're right, they were not insulting Moshe, but they were moyre halacha before Rabbi, right? Because they were saying something at least slav or goy gumogig in front of Moshe Rabbeinu is not right for them to give a nevu in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. The problem is because the Gemara in Irvin says, and the Gemara asks in Irvin, why Yeshua didn't have any boys, only girls? The Gemara says, because Yeshua was Moira Halocha Bifnei Rabbi. And that's the point that Yosef asks by us. He was Moira Halocha Bifnei Rabbi because he told Moshe Rabbeinu not to do. Adoini Moshe Kloem. And the Gemara says, if you're Moira Halocha Bifnei Rabbi, you don't have children which has Chorim. One second. If he tells you, the only time, according to the two Mandomarim, the reason why he got upset with Eldad Umeidad because they were Moir Halocha Bifnei Rabbi. And he goes ahead for that. He's Moir Halocha Bifnei Rabbi. It doesn't make any sense. So the professor says, must be because he holds, right, the Mandomar in Irvin, holds like the first Mandomar. Doiri Moshe Kloy means Moshe Mezusha Machna Zersol. But himself says, the Gemara is Masha, they're trying to find anybody who argues with this. And the Gemara can't find it, so to find another Moira. According to this, Machlok is Tanoim. So the question is, how is this? This is a third question. How is this Bichlal consistent? And the Gemara says, Bishleman de Moamar, and Tachta and the Siviti and the Man de Omar, Moishe, Mizvi, Menach, Navi, Havelichai? The Gemara asks the Kasha. Moishe Rabbeinu says, leave them alone. But if they were saying Moshe Meis Beshuach Machnis, how can Moshe Rabbeinu say, let them make such a nevuah? Such a nevuah is against him. The Gemara says, Lo Siyumo Kamei. They didn't finish it. So the nevuah they said, only Moshe Meis, explains the Yochaner. Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't afraid of dying. He would be upset that he can't come to Eretz Yisrael, that Yeshua Machnis. And therefore they didn't say in front of him. What does that mean? And the Gemara says, what the kloy means, you put them tzorche atzibur v'im kolim aleim. The tzorche atzibur will stop them from being miznabe. That is the Moshe kloyim, that you excommunicate, you put them away, that they won't be able to be miznabe because you put, so this Gemara is something that doesn't make sense and also not considered more nervy. To explain this, plus what does dam nekar v'nasecholov, what's the import, we'll see what the Megala Mukus quotes B'Shem Ari, and what the Ari says himself. Yeah. The Ari is in Likutei Torah. Says the Megala Mukus, that Eldad Umeidad, the Shem Elokim, starts with Aleph Lamed, right? And ends with Yud Mem. And there is a Hay in the middle. Shem Elohim is the source of all that's called the Elohim Chaim, that's the Shem Abina. It has Kel from the right side, which is Midas HaChesed, and has the word Mi, which is Keneged, the small Midas HaDin. Eldad Umeidad are these two. And those are the two Dodim, the two breasts. That's Loshon Dad, and that's Keneged the Hay. Because the Keneged the Hay, we always said that that's Keneged the Dalet, connected to you, the connected to Afof. What does that mean? But the word is very simple. The word Kel is power, is raw power. That's Midas HaChesed. Me is defined, that you are, that's Keneged the Nun Shari Bina, says the Megala Mukes, but it's something that makes sense. Me is defined who it is. That's Midas HaDin, that you define, you channel, you contract. So that's why one is Kel. Shem Elohim is the development of all the koiches. What does that mean? The same way the breasts. The breasts are the way to feed to the next generation. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu kebiyochol b'tzura shel maila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia to the mekablim, which is ayoinkim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia in this duality, which is the power of chesed, but it has to be channeled through Midas HaDin. So it's Midas HaDin that leads to chesed, and chesed that leads to Midas HaDin. That's why, by the way, Kel is written in order. Mi of Meidad is the opposite, because the mem you extract from the potential and you move the yud that you bring to is usually Midas HaDin is always backwards, right? Tishrei from the mekablim going up. So Midas Kel and the chedush of Eldad Meidad misnabim b'machane explains Reb Tzodek, explains in the Dover Tzedek. And the truth is, the Shem Shmuel also explains in various places in our parsha. And he says something givaldic. He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu is this Paklari Hamira. And Moshe Rabbeinu was called in Chazal, by the Zohar calls it Baila de Matronisa. He's Keneged the Noisen. He sees the Noisen as the Noisen himself. He's completely bottled. That's Loshon Onov. Onov is responsive. He doesn't have any initiative. He was the Mekabal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Klal Yisrael, this Vayi Bin Soya Oren, is the transition from Yoytze Mitzrayim to Boy Haaretz. Boy Haaretz is the Klal Yisrael who go through the process. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Madrega of Isha Elohim. He was somebody who was in the Madrega of the Shamayim. Klal Yisrael came to Boy Haaretz, they became physical, and they went through the physical to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas HaDin leading to Midas HaChesed, which is a mediation. That is why they were Nisave Taiva. They had Taiva, they had the physical need, because they wanted the physical to go ahead and to elevate their soul. And that's the Madrego Moshe Rabbeinu. The fact that they wanted the Slav, the Ame Misavim, that it means that Moshe, that Madrego of Moshe Meis, and now the Madrego is to the Nevuah of Yehoshua, which is the Mekabel. That transition is the transition of the Dodim. The Dodim is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mashpia. He's Mashpia with this combination between Kel and Mi, which is Dam Nekar Venasecholov. The Dodim is the one that takes Dam, which is Midas HaDin. Why is Dam Midas HaDin? Because it's red, and because it's always the end of life, right? Dam is the life that once you take it, you're taking away life. And you transform it into something white with this milk, which nurses life. You go from the end to the beginning. Midas HaDin leading to Midas HaChesed. Eldad Umeidad is the new type. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said like this, the Zkenim, and that's the Reb Tzodek, the Zkenim is Vayatzel Ben Aruach, is the Nevu of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, they needed to be mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Noise. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Spaklari Amira. He has less Limigar, he has not a Mekabel. He's nothing, right? He is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Bedabech Mitorch Groinoi. Therefore, those Nevim had to be, we asked, why did he have to write Zoken and not write Cholok? Because Zoken means it needed a minu mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are not the one who decides to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives you. Eldad Umeidad represent the Dodim, which Dam Nekar Venasecholov, the Midas HaChesed, the Midas HaDin interplay. That even on HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, I don't want you, that is the greatest Nevuah, because it gives you the chance for you to do it. Davka mitoch HaChoyshech, you bring or. Ba Machshak Kimo Yishivani, that's the Odi Torah Shebal Peh. That's why the nevuah is that Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega, which is midah shamayim, is bottle. Moshe Rabbeinu himself recognized it, because he uses here loshim kach at oiseli. At oiseli, Rashi says, why does he use the feminine? Because toshas koychoik shel Moshe kenekeva. Right? But 1 second, if Moshe Rabbeinu is weak, why does it call Kodesh Bohu in the feminine? He should be in the feminine. But the word is that you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu how you are. That Madrega, that you see how you are, that's Madrega Vispaklar Shina Meira. Moshe Rabbeinu realized that his nevuah is Vispaklar Meira, Baila de Matronisa, can be. That's the Shabbat Peh, that you see how you want to see it. You see Beturas Nekeva, the Mekabel is the one that transcends. That is Elda Domeidad. Elda Domeidad is Mitocha Choyshech. That's why they are, the two Mandomer are not arguing. One Mandomer says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, I don't want you. The other one says, because I don't want you. And they took that initiative to still do it. Or Vayishoru B'machane, because they were not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your nevuah then will be bigger. That's the nevuah that Mitocha Choyshech, you're going to go to give it more. But the chidush is, how is it even more? Because that's a nevuah shel Leposka. If it's mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could stop. But if it's from you, that's what Reb Tzadok says. That if you see Esther Sof Kol HaNisim, Esther Sof Kol HaNisim is Sof HaLaila. Because as long as there are Nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to you and you deserve, and sometimes it's dark, sometimes it's light. But if it's your madrega that you come no matter what, mitoch HaChoyshech, you find light, that is always light. State. That's the machlok is the Gemara. Ali Slav is the same idea. That the Slav, it should bring you an Aliyah. And that's why says the Ben Yoyoda, why does it say twice Ali Slav, Ali Slav? Ali Slav, Ali Slav, mitzad the Mekablim, and mitzad the Noisin is also Ali Slav. And that's Goy Gomogoy Gig, that you need the machlok is the Ra to be destroyed, to be Male Letoif. The Davka, the Goy Gomogoy is the one, if it will be the Adrigo Moshe Rabbeinu, it will be no Gashmis, you go straight in Ruchni, but in Klali Sol, you need the Milchom of Goy Gomogoy to get to Mashiach. In Mela, that's we ask, why is Moira Locha Bifnei Raboi? Moira Locha Bifnei Raboi, before, when the Gemara in Erevin, is that the Yeshua passed in front of Moshe. He passed in front of Moshe because he's trying to defend Moshe. But he thought that here, the reason why he told him Kloem is because to realize that their Nevuah Kebiyochol was Lavur Achar, is Moira Locha Bifnei Raboi, because their Nevuah is taking away from his Rabbi. Therefore, he is not Aloha, Aloha, Moir Aloha Bifnei Raboi. Moir Aloha Bifnei Raboi is the Goyen Irvin, Yeshua. But here the idea is that it's not Derech Eretz, because your Nevuah is so easy, contradicts the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Nevuah of El Dadu Meidad B'toch HaMachar is El and Me. That's El Dadu Meidad. That El Dadu Meidad is Lavur Achara to have, the, because that Nevuah is a contradiction to the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why Moshe Kloem, and that's why Hatalim Tzorchei Tzibur Vim Kolem Aleim. The word is because if you have to do through Gashmius, you realize that sometimes Gashmius, like Tosfos says, takes away the ability to achieve Ruchnius. That Nevuah is a Givaldik Nevuah, but that Nevuah in itself is the challenge that you have to overcome. That Nevuah of El Dadu Meidan Misnam Machne. And that's what the Gemara says in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga, there's a very interesting Gemara in the Chagiga in Daf Gimel. The Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Gimel says the following. That there were two mute people in the Beis Medrash of Rebbe. It says the Gemara like this. The Gemara wants to say that perhaps somebody who is a ilem, somebody who is mute, can't learn. That's what the post says. By hake leman nilmedu, exclude ilmim. From the Gemara, how can you say that somebody who is an ilem can't learn? Ve'ahanu tri ilmei, there were two ilmim, they have b'shvuvusei the Rebbe. They were in the shchuna, in the neighborhood of Rebbe. B'nei brati Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgda, that they were the nephews, the sons of the, the grandchildren of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgda, meaning the son of his daughter. The other one says, is the son of the sister of Rabbi Yochanan, right? Always a female, the son of the female. The kolibas the havu ayle rebbe lebeis medrash. Every time the rebbe would come to the beis medrash, havu ayle v'yasu kamai, they would sit in front of him. Or merach shon Umenaide bereshayu, they will move their heads. Umerchashen svasai, they move their lips. Ubeirach mi'alayu, and Rabbi eserachim on them. Ve'itze, they became healthy. Ve'ishtak, they v'gbira ilchas sifro v'sifri v'chula. Hashas, they knew everything. So you see that a mute person can learn. Omar marzutra kol v'ilaman yelamdu. They can teach. They can learn, but they can't teach. The story of these ilmim. Who are the ilmim? Says the Ben Yehuda, the Ben Ishchai ilmi is kill and mis eldad umeidad. Those ilmi. So he explains him. It's very clear why eldad umeidad are these two, because they are the eldad umeidad in the nevuah. As long as Moshe Rabbeinu is there, that nevuah can take place. It was a process. The end of Torah Shebichsav, the Mesiras HaTorah, is Dafka by Rabbi. Rabbi is the end of the Tanoim, is the end of the Alpaim Shnei Torah. After that Nevuah Alpaim Shnei Torah, the Torah Min HaShomayim ends, it comes from the Nevuah that Dafka and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no more, then you go ahead and do it. That the Ilmim is Dafka that HaKona says Ali Dei Rabbi. Because Adoini Moshe Kloim Hatel Leim Tzorchei Tzibur Vem Kolim Aleim, that if you have to struggle with Gashmis, you can do it. That's only while the channels from above were open until Rabbi. But from Rabbi, which is the Chassim HaSamishna, that the Alpaim Shnei Torah are finished, now is Mitzideinu that you have to do it. So the Nevuah of Eldad Umeidad, which is Mitoch HaChoshech, Kel and me have that interplay from now on, that is now the Avodah Sayoyim. So now they can teach. Now is the time to be able to talk, because that's the Avodah Sador, Dafka by Rabbi. So Rabbi is Mesakin Eldad Umeidad, which will Kloim up to then. Kloim means that he couldn't teach. That's why Eldad Umeidad, just Shivi Mumes, says the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer says, there's 70 Umes. But that's connected to the Shivim Sanhedrin. Who is connected to Eldad Umeidad? Says the Chassam Sofer in the Rosh, they are connected to the Machrivi Abayis, Bovel and Rome. Because they are the ones that when there is quietness, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cholak, lechofetz b'cho Hashem, you realize that that's an opportunity for you, dafka mitoch ha-choshech, to grow close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The dafka Moshe Meis, Yeshua is machnis. That is Eldad Umeidad. That's why Eldad Umeidad is connected to Machrivi Abayis. The Dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom shows a hesed upon him that you could achieve from this actually a bigger gil upon him, because it's called Godol, the Lo Posel.